Bruins get set to open the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight as they take on the Carolina Hurricanes. To break it down for us, we welcome in Ty Anderson of 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hello, Ty.
Rich, what's going on?
Well, I think I'm ready for this series tonight. Just, I need you to get me off the ledge and tell me it's not going to be like the other games with the Hurricanes this year.
Well, I'm firmly on team throw those out the window.
Okay.
And I know that may sound kind of crazy to some. I mean, how can you ignore an 0-3 record and getting outscored 16-1? But I think, you know, a little bit of some facts here for you with that. The first game, they lose 3-0. It's October, right? You got countless players who are still trying to figure out where they fit on this team. And you had two goals go in off your own players and into the net. Now, game two, it's a Tuukka Rask game, right? This was the start of Tuukka's hip beating on him and really not giving him any relief. So I kind of throw that one out the window, too. And now game three, no Bergeron or Marchand. You're missing your two most important forwards on the team, right? And so now we got these three games, and now most important, in my opinion, no Hampus Lindholm for any of those three games before he was acquired. So I just look at that and I say, okay, you know, Carolina's a good team, but I don't know if they're 3-0 outscoring Boston 16-1 good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think there's some circumstances here that tell you that these teams are closer than the numbers would indicate.
All right. I feel better about that after hearing you make sense of it all. Now, how big a factor is home ice?
Well, PNC Arena is a noise factory. It's probably the loudest arena that I've ever been in, I think, especially this time of year. You know, the Hurricanes don't have great home ice advantage in the regular season, but they come out for the playoffs. And so I think that is going to be it's going to be gigantic for them. Right now, I would say the good news is that the Bruins have experience with that, you know, namely guys like Pastrnak and Carlo, McAvoy, you know, these new wave leaders who haven't experienced a ton. I think that, you know, they were there in 2019, and it was deafening in there. So that'll help. But ultimately, I think the Bruins play a style that is good for them both on the road and at home. And I think the same thing can be said about Carolina. So really, I think it's about who handles it the best in terms of their younger players, right? So for a Carolina, that's a Seth Jarvis, right? For Boston, you know, that's Ullmark and Swayman, two guys who never played in the postseason. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. But really, I think every game here might be a coin flip. So it's about who takes advantage first. If the Bruins can steal one on Carolina, I love their odds. If Carolina takes game three in Boston, I love their odds. So I just think it's whoever takes away home ice first.
Well, it doesn't hurt in a playoff series to have a hot goalie, and certainly the Bruins have that. Ullmark has been on fire the last dozen games or so.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. I think the glove has been phenomenal. There's less chaos in front of him, the best way I can describe it, really. He's not searching for the puck nearly as much as he was in, say, October and November, so I think that's huge. And conversely, with Carolina, without Freddie Anderson, I mean, this may be the swing here at the Bruins need, where now Ullmark may very well be the best goalie in this series. So, you know, if that happens and plays out that way, I mean, that's huge for the Bruins. But Ullmark, yeah, he ends the year with, I believe, with a 945 over the final month and a half of the season. So really like where his game is at for the Bruins. And I think to the same degree, you like seeing Swayman get some games in before the end of the season, because he may be needed in this series as well.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. What's the biggest strength of the Hurricanes?
I think it's their forecheck, the way they attack as a five-man group, but namely the way they can frustrate you into mistakes out of your own zone, through the neutral zone. You know, I just watch them, and I just see a lot of tenacity, a lot of connectivity, I think, with the forwards, knowing how to properly support one another in all three zones. So another thing, too, is when their speed kicks in, you see the defenseman activate, right? And you look at their defense, and you don't necessarily see a guy who's going to put up 60, 70 points, but they can all activate. They can all make plays from Pesci to D'Angelo to Slavin. I mean, they got all these guys here who I think can make some plays offensively. So something to, I think, watch for. But really, when I watch them, I just see a connected five-man unit on the ice at all times. Which does go a long way, I think, over the course of a series and a season.
All right, who has to play well for the Bruins? Let's start with offensively.
Offensively, it's got to be David Pastrnak. I just think that he's such a weapon offensively, and you can really see when his game is going how much easier everyone breathes, how there's not as much pressure on the first line to score, how Taylor Hall, I think, feels a bit more comfortable with his game. And we know that the book by now is that if Pastrnak has a bad series, the Bruins don't win, right? If Pastrnak is less than 100% significantly, the Bruins don't win games. So I look at that, and I look at the record here with Ullmark, Lindholm, and Pastrnak. They're 6-0 when they have those three guys in action this year. So I think that speaks to Pastrnak being the key offensively.
And then defensively, obviously, it starts with the goaltender, but beyond Ullmark, is Lindholm the key?
You know, I think he is, because the way that he really is just so calm back there with the puck, embracing forechecking from the opposition, dancing around them, making plays, hanging on to the puck. I mean, he's 6'4" and about 220, but he moves really well. And I think that causes problems for teams that want to attack, because he's going to move around you and get it going the other way. And he's hard to knock off the puck. You know, he can carry it behind his own net and just knock you off with his arm. You know, the only guy to do that besides him is McAvoy on the Bruins. So, you know, they're the 1A and 1B of this team. But also, don't sleep on a guy like Matt Grizzly, because they're going to need his puck movement, his ability to create from the back end offensively and not get, you know, bullied, basically, by some of Carolina's attackers. So I think those two guys, you know, your 1 and 2 on the left side defensively are going to be gigantic in this series.
Does either team have an advantage in specials?
Oh, I think Carolina's PK is fantastic. I think the way they pressure, the way that they can create offense is really second to none. So the Bruins are going to have strong play from just over the blue line. So that's your McAvoy, your Pastrnak, again, your Grizzlick as well. You're going to need them to really have great puck management, good reads, make confident decisions with the puck. I think, you know, any sort of second guessing here against a PK like Carolina's, and you're going to be hurt. So I would give the edge to Carolina there. I think the Bruins ended the year on a positive note on the power play. They finally broke through. They had some good efforts, too, against Florida and New York. But to get some goals on the board there before the end of the regular season, I thought was huge. But I still give the edge to Carolina in that department.
Which team do you think wants to be more physical, Ty?
Well, I look at the Bruins, and I really look at what they've done here in bringing guys to Carolina, right? There are two extra forwards on the back up front, are Anton Bleed and Chris Wagner. Now, these guys throw hits on hits. They do nothing else, really. So I think the Bruins, you know, their internal analytics have told them that Carolina is not as strong. You can take away their defensemen, who we talked about love to activate. So I think the Bruins want to set the tone physically, get in on the forecheck, really hammer their defensemen, make it so they have a little bit of a hesitancy here to activate offensively, you know, bruise them up a little bit, right? I think you saw the Islanders do this to the Bruins last year, where they had that fourth line of Clutterbuck and Martin and Cizikas, and they just attacked. I mean, they made you pay. And by the end of the series, the Bruins lost a few defensemen, and the ones they did have left were a little bit, you know, they heard footsteps coming. So I think the Bruins finally want to be the hammer, not the nail here, and set the tone physically.
And a couple of veteran coaches, and Bruce Cassidy and Rod Brind'Amour, is there any advantage there?
No, I think both guys are still looking to break through. You know, I think both guys have a great pulse for their team. Both guys know how to push the buttons. They're not afraid to make a switch if they gotta. So I think that's even. You know, I think really what it comes down to here is how much have the Hurricanes learned from losing to the Bruins, right? And how much have the Bruins learned from losing to Carolina this season, in the regular season? So I don't think there's necessarily a huge coaching advantage, but if there is, I think we're going to see it, you know, games 4 and 5, and after a bit of a feeling out process these first few 2 or 3 games, whatever it may be. But I think the coaching, I think both guys are kind of waiting for their moment here to break through and really establish themselves as a dominant coach in the NHL.
Well, it should be a very fun series, Bruins and Hurricanes, getting underway tonight. Ty, as always, thanks for breaking it down for us. Enjoy the games, and we'll check in with you again before too long.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Ty. Ty Anderson, check out his work at 98.5thesportshub.com.